was a hayrasha to give for the purpose of the Mishkan, or to give for the purpose of the census. But l'dayrus, we have the mitzvah machzor shekel for the purpose of funding the korbanos tzibur. And if a private person, if you get a private person to pay a fortune of money for the korbanos tzibur, it's not kosher. You're not yosef. Korbanos tzibur are only kosher if they're paid for by the machzor shekel money. There is a discussion, there is a machloikis in Rishonim, which is really rooted in two girsas in the Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolim. We don't have any Babli, we have Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolim. So there are two girsas in Yerushalmi regarding the mitzvah of machzor shekel l'doros, whether it only applies to people over the age of 20, or it applies to anybody who's passed bar mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Miben es mishana v'mala." That's for the purpose of taking the census, because the pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar that you're not allowed to draft anybody in the army before the age of 20. That's a real din l'doros. You're not allowed to draft anyone. The Israeli army drafts people before the age of 20. That's against the din. You're not allowed to draft before the age of 20. So the question is, this pasuk that says that you only give machzor shekel from the age of 20 on, is that only when you're taking a census for the purpose of figuring out how many soldiers you have? Then it's from 20 on. But but for the mitzvah of machzor shekel l'doros, maybe the age 20 is irrelevant. So that's two girsas in the Yerushalmi. There is a collection of tshuvas that's attributed to the Rosh, that's called the Salmin Rosh, that was published by a person who lived in the 1700s, and he put his commentary on the bottom, he put his scholarly comments on the bottom, that's called Kasa D'Harsana. It's very fishy. Kasa D'Harsana is a fishy Michael. The whole thing is very fishy because he has so many things in the name of the Rosh that the Gedolim could swear the Rosh would never say such apikursus. So they think that he was the apikursus who forged either all or some of these Tshuvas HaRosh. And the Chasam Sofer refers to it as the Kizvei HaRosh. Instead of calling it the Kizvei HaRosh, the writing of the Rosh calls it the forgery, the Kizvei HaRosh. Anyway, so in this commentary, Kasa D'Harsana, the Torah Tzmima quotes it here. In the Kasa D'Harsana commentary, he writes a Chiddush, that according to those who are Machadesh, according to those that have the Girsa in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that before the age of 20, one is not obligated to give Machzor HaShekel, and the purpose of the Machzor HaShekel is in order to bring the Tzmidim Musaf, in order to pay for the Korbanos Tzibur all year long. So women were also not mechuyev to give Machzor HaShekel. The Mishnah says women are not mechuyev. If they want to volunteer, we'll accept. So here also, so the and there is a machlokes and achrayim with women are mechuyev to daven musaf. The Mishnah says in Brachas on Daf Chof that women are mechuyev to daven. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that one might have argued the point and said that tefillah should be a mitzvah saseh shazman groman, because you have to daven shachris within the zman shachris, and mincha within the zman mincha, ma'ir within the zman ma'ir, so women are exempt from zman groman. But nonetheless, women are mechuyev because tefillah rach minin. That's what it says in the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara implies that women are mechuyev to daven bizman tefillah. They have to daven, not only to daven, they have to daven during the correct zman, despite the fact that this is zman groma, women are mechuyev. So the Mishnah Brura refers you to a machlokes acharonim on that simon, when it says that women are mechuyev to daven in hilchos shachris. So he discusses how much are they mechuyev to daven, shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv, or only shachris and mincha, or only once a day, or only moida'ani, what about musaf, maybe musaf, yeah, no, so the Mishnah Brura passes Allah, women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. Why? So there are two angles over here, two ways to explain it. So one way to explain it is that li'olam, women should have been exempt from davening because this is zman groma. The only reason why we made an exception to the rule of the Gemara is because tefillah rach mininu, because the essence of the tefillah is really bakashas tzarach. So the women also have needs, so their needs also have to be taken care of, and they should pray for themselves. So whoever has a need should pray for themselves. So the men pray, and the women pray. Everybody should pray. But that's only true with respect to all other tefillahs aside from musaf. But Tosfos is mechadish in brachas, the beginning of Perek Tefillahs HaShachar. And the first daf Tosfos writes a chiddush that's accepted halacha lemaise, that the concept of tefillah rachminenu, that the essence, the core of the all the tefillahs is the bakashas harachim, doesn't apply to Muslims, because the ikar of tefillah, there is bakashas harachim. Okay, okay. The same, same. The same. Can share him with himself, himself, and can himself. And young to be saved. I see. Hashem, okay. That's because my death. Behind the Hashem, sin chazos. There is bakash and serachim, but that's not really the most important part in Musaf. The other tefillahs, that is the most important part. The bakash and serachim. In Musaf, that's an insignificant. That's a less significant part. So the Mishnah Berurah passage is that women are not mechayiv in daven Musaf. He gives that reason why. Because you can't say that Musaf is Rachmininu. So it says, well, look, it's not Rachmin, that's why there's no Tashlumin on Musaf. The whole reason why there's Tashlumin is because Rachmin, the Gemara says. So Musaf, Tais Mechadish, there's no Tashlumin because it's not Rachmin. So Mishnah Berurah says that since Musaf, he quotes from the Tzlach. The Tzlach is a Sefer on Brachis and on Psochem and on Beitzi, written by the same author as the Rebbe Yehuda, and the title of the book is Tzion. The Nefesh Chaya. His mother died. Her name was Chaya, so he called it Tzion and Nefesh Chaya. It's not Tzion. It has nothing to do with Zionism. It's Tzion. Tzion is like a memorial dedicated to the soul of his mother, whose name is Chaya. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach, who thinks that women, he passes Allah like that. That women are not mukhayif to daven Musaf because it doesn't apply. The reasoning of the Gemara doesn't apply to Tfilah Rachminin. But others take a different angle. Others, the Kivegi and others, have a different angle on this. That because the only reason why women are mukhayif is to daven is because Tfilah Rachminin, and Musaf is only keneged akorbanos. It's not really Rachmi. And since the women, they add on, and since the women, so you could have ended off shite, it's not Rachminin, so it reverts back to D as Magroma. And the Ikarad Din, the women should have been Potter from all davening because it's Magroma. So the Potter from Musaf, the exception to the rule is Rachmi, and Musaf is not Rachmi. So Rabbi Kivegi and the Tshuva presents it with a different twist. That the women didn't have to take care of the Karbanos Tzibur. The Karbanos Tzibur were offered on behalf of the men, the women, and the children, but they didn't have the obligation to see to it that it's taken care of our Raya, that taken care of. Karbanos Tzibur was done by the whole kohol, by the whole tzibur, by paying matzah shekel, and the women were never mechuyev to give matzah shekel. If they donate, we'll accept, but they're not mechuyev to donate matzah shekel. So since they're not mechuyev to take care of matzah shekel, take care of Karbanos Tzibur, so they're not mechuyev to daven Musaf. That's how Rabbi Kivegi presents it. So this fishy commentary, this Kasa D'Harsana, has this comment, according to those who had the Girsa in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that anyone below the age of 20 was potter from Matzah Shekel, so people before the age of 20 are potter from davening Musaf. The Hezbollah, the Tzlach doesn't apply, because his Magrama with men are not even his Magrama. But you say Rabbi Kivegi and the Tshuva, his Hezbollah, that the reason why the women are potter is because they didn't have to give Matzah Shekel, so it's not their obligation to take care of this whole thing. So then that would apply also to a person who's younger than the age of 20. Look, we're not going to tell it to the people. People before the age of 20 are going to daven Musaf anyway, but the question is, can they daven for an Amid? Can he be the Baal Tefillah to daven Musaf for an Amid? To daven Shachris, Chazoros, HaShas, that's okay. But the Mishnah says, Mishen, Mechui, Bedover, Eina, Moitzeh, Sarabim, Midei, Chayvosim. So you can't send up to be the Baal Tefillah, Chayvosho, to the Kotas. Even if he has a beautiful voice, he's not Mechui, Bedover. So maybe for Musaf, the Baal Tefillah has to be past the age of 20. So it's so this comment was by the Kasa D'Harsana. Okay, it's an interesting comment. It's an interesting comment. Just because he was quite a character doesn't mean that we have to reject everything that he said. There's a lot to think about over there. So the Gabbayim should keep it in mind that if they have a little kid who has a good voice, send him up to daven Shachar to say that, and send someone else up to daven Musaf after the age of 20. Okay, that's a question. This Matzah HaShekel mitzvah is discussed, of course, in Mishnah Yishtolim. So the Mishnah records that there were Bizman Baisheni, when they used to give Matzah HaShekel, of course, there were people who said that the whole shaved lady doesn't have to give Matzah HaShekel, and there were others who said that Kohanim don't have to give Matzah HaShekel. Why should one assume that the shaved lady doesn't have to give Matzah HaShekel? So this is really the issue of the Lechera. This mana tanoim, there was a dispute where the shaved lady has to give. So why Kohanim don't have to give? We passing Kohanim do have to give. We passing Kohanim, we say everybody has to give Matzah HaShekel. Why should Kohanim be exempt? So that the Mishnah spells out why, because there is a din that Minchas Kohen is different from a Minchas Yisrael. And Minchas Kohen is Kol of Toktor, Kol of Pia, Loisei Yachol. You're not allowed to eat the Minchas Kohen. Don't do a Knitze. Normally in a Minchas Yisrael, you do a Knitze, you burn the comments, and the rest is Shiraim, Shiori HaMincha. And if Shiori HaMincha have the status of Kotchi Kotchim, has to be eaten in the Azor, the Zichei Kunal, the Yom Delay Laif Katzais, like all other Kotchi Kotchim. So Mitzvah Achila. So the Minchas Kohen, the whole idea of doing a Knitze on a Minchas Yisrael is it depends what kind of a Mincha. There's a Mincha Ba Im Azevach. If a person brings a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says Minchas Minis Kehim Kibbeduber, you have to bring a Nisach HaYayin in conjunction with many carbonis in a Haktaris HaMincha. So that Mincha does not have Knitze. You don't do Knitze on that, and there's no Shiori HaMincha that's Necho. You burn the whole Mincha on the Mizbech. That's a Mincha Ba Beglal HaKarbon. That's Minchasim in Iskayim. But there's this Parsha and Parsha's Vayikra of a separate Korban Mincha. A person donates a separate Korban Mincha. When you bring a separate Korban Mincha, then you do Knitza, you burn the Koimitz and the Shirayim is Necha. So when a Koim brings that kind of a Mincha, you don't do Knitza at all. What are you going to do Knitza? The whole idea of doing Knitza is to be separate the Chelek Avoya from the Chelek HaKohanim. But if the Kohanim don't eat anything by Minchas Kohen, it's called Fiat. So you don't do Knitza at all. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. That's Sukkah Nechumish. So the Machzis HaShekel went for the purpose of purchasing all the Karbonis Tzibah from the whole year long. And all of those Karbonis Tzibah happen to be Kochi Kochi. There's no such thing as a Karbon Tzibah that's a Kochi Kalim. And Karbon is Yot, that's a Mishnah, in the beginning of the second Perek in Tmur. That's the name of the Perek. Kol Karbonis HaTzibah Kochi Kochi Mehen. And Karbon Yochid, they're sometimes Kochi Kochi, sometimes Kochi Kalim. What do you have Kochi Kalim? A Karbon Pesach is Kochi Kalim. A Shlomim, a Toido is Kochi Kalim. And Karbonis Tzibah, you don't have a Karbon Pesach. You don't have a Toidah and you don't have a Shlomim. Ayan Shavuos, he brings Zidchei Shalmi Tzibur. So the Mishnah says in his Elma Koyman, in the Siddur, Zidchei Shalmi Tzibur HaShomet HaKotchi Kotchim. There's a difference between Shalmi Yochid and Shalmi Tzibur. Shalmi Yochid is a Kotchim Kalim and the Shalmi Tzibur is a Kotchi Kotchim. It's Tzukim and Chumash, what can you do? This is Nishchat Bitzofen and the Shalmi Yochid are Nishchat anywhere in the Azara. And the Shalmi Yochid are Nechal Shnei Yomim V'lai V'lechad and the Shalmi Tzibur Nechal Yom V'lai L'Achatas, like all Kotchi Kotchim. So there's a special din of Me'ilah. Me'ilah, anyone is Nena, there are two parts to Me'ilah. You're not allowed to be Nena Min HaHegdash. And if you weren't Nena Min HaHegdash, you have to take care of the Chaymish and bring an Hashem Me'ilah. So that din of Me'ilah, says in Parshas Vayikra, only applies Nefesh Kisum Amal V'chotim Mikotchi Hashem. Only Kotchim Ham Yichotim Hashem. Only Kotchi Kotchim. There's no din Me'ilah in Kotchim Kalim. Even the Issa Me'ilah. The din is Leinan and Leinoy. You're not allowed to get Hanoi from Kotchim Kalim. But if you get Hanoi, there's no penalty of Me'ilah. You don't take care of the Chaymish V'yarim. Even the Issa Me'ilah is a Machloikis HaRishan, but the Issa Me'ilah is the Raisa de Rabbanim on Kotchim Kalim. But the Parsha of Me'ilah, the penalty for sure doesn't apply at all. So the Mishnayis say in Shkolim that after you collect the Machzah Shekel money, if somebody by mistake uses it for his own purposes, he's in violation of Me'ilah. Why is that so? Because this money has the status of it's only Kedusha Zamin Mamizbech, it's not the animal itself, but Kedusha Zamin Mamizbech is also. If I set aside money to buy Korban Shlomim, there's no Me'ilah. If I set aside money to buy Korban Chatos, there is Me'ilah. So this is Kochi Kochim and this is Kochim Kalim. So all of the Machzah Shekel money is set aside to purchase Korbanos Tzibur. So there ain't no such, in Korbanos Tzibur there's no such thing as a Kochim Kalim. It's all Kochi Kochim. Everything is Kochi Kochim. Kol Korbanos Tzibur Kochi Kochim. So that's why the money for Machzah Shekel money has a din of the Elon. Yes, Mazel Tov. So the Mishnah says that in Shkolim that there is a din of Me'ilah on the Machzis HaShekel money. The reason being because all of the Machzis HaShekel money goes towards purchasing Karbonos Tzibur, and in Karbonos Tzibur there's only Kochi Kochim, there's no Kochim Kalim. Let that person set aside money to buy Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. Some of the money is going to go for this, and he didn't designate which is going to go for which. For example, Nazir. A Nazir, when he finishes Nazir, has to set aside money to buy the korbanos hanazirus. So some of them are kachim kachim, some of them are kachim kalim. So the Mishnah says that it depends. Did he separate mos stumin and mos meforoshim? Did he separate a separate envelope? This money should go for the shalmi nazir, and this money should go for the chatas nazir. So then the money that goes for the chatas has milah, the money that goes for the shalmi nazir does not have milah, because the shalmi nazir is kachim kalim. But if he sets aside mos stumin, not mos meforoshim, just sets aside $300 to bring a free korbanos, and he didn't designate which money should go for which, then the Mishnah says there's not milah on any of the money, because there's kachim kalim floating around over here. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim that when you set aside Maftah Shekel money, there's a certain point at which all of the money has a din of Ne'ilah. Why? Because all the money goes to kachim kalim. None of it goes for kachim kalim. So what are the kabbonis that the Tzibur brings during the course of the year? So they bring Tamidim u'Masafim. So Tamidim u'Masafim are oilers. Every day they're oilers. On Yamin Tovim and Rosh Chodesh there's a chatos. Soil achatos, and then you have on Shavuos you have the Zilcha Shalmi Tzibur, and that's it. So all year long you have that. Do you have any menachos that are brought? Yeah, many menachos. You have menachos in this game. But those menachos nobody eats anyway. Those menachos, even a carbon yochid, you burn the whole mincha on the mizbech. Do you have any minchas at Tzibur? Have anything in the Tinim Musafim area where there's a mincha that is eaten? That the Shiori HaMincha Nechal by the Kohanim. Why? You have the Mincha Soima. The Mincha Soima is a regular Mincha that's brought on the first day Chalamai Pesach, and they do Kemitza on it. They burn the Kohanim on the Mizbech, and the rest is Nechal. Then there's another Mincha that we usually don't think in terms of the Mincha. Every single Shabbos they bring the Lechem Aponim. So the Lechem Aponim, you don't burn any of the Lechem Aponim on the Mizbeach, but you burn the Lechem Aponim was on top of the Shulchan. There were 12 Lechem Aponim, 6 piled up on one side, 6 piled up on the other side. Those are Marechas. The 2 Marechas are Lechem Aponim, and on top of, or at the side of, next to each one of the Marechas of the Lechem Aponim was a container, a Bazich that had Levina. There were 2 Bazichi Levina. So on Shabbos, when they removed the Lechem Aponim from the Mizbeach, they would take the Bazichi Levina and burn that on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Levina would be burned, and that's considered like Knitza. When you separate the Bazichi Levina from the Lechem Aponim, it's not attached. It's in a different. The Lechem Aponim are piled up 6 on one on top of each other, and then the Bazichi Levina are containers. The Bazich is a container that has Levina, so it's not mixed in together. But still, the Gemara says that taking the Bazichi Levina from on top of the Shulchan is the equivalent of a Knitza, that you're separating the Chelek HaGavah, you're burning that on the Mizbeach, and the Lechem Aponim that's left behind had to be eaten by the Zichar Kuna Liyom Balayla Adchat. So it's like Shiari HaMincha, has the same din. In fact, in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he lists off what he considers all of the Tayyak Mitzvos HaTayram. So he lists off one of the Mitzvos, Mitzvah Chav Zayin, is to take care of Lechem Aponim every week. So there's a Hasogas HaRaibit on the first page. They have all the Hasogas HaRaibits and all the Sefer HaMitzvahs before the first Shoresh. So the Raibit has a Hasogah Mitzvah Chav Zayin. Why didn't the Rambam count the Mitzvah to eat Lechem Aponim as a separate Mitzvah? He counted the Mitzvah to bring Lechem Aponim, Lahazir, Lechem Alevayna, to put it on the Shulchan. Why didn't he count as a separate Mitzvah to eat it? So the Kesef Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, and he says that the reason why he didn't count it is the Akaluhu, the Machum Kodesh, doesn't mean that they have to eat it, means that they're permitted to eat it. It's a little humorous answer. Ein aloshin mitzvah, lahachatam, because she achluhu, lo yehi ala b'machum kodesh. When they eat it, they should eat it in the Azara. It's not a mitzvah sase. It's a little strange. Of course it's a mitzvah sase. What kind of an answer is that? So here, one of the other commentaries on the bottom of the page, I forgot already who, either the Kina Sofim or the Leif Sameach, I forgot already where, somebody here on the bottom of the page comes to defend the Rambam from the Kasha. So he says, the Rambam already counted as a mitzvah to eat Shiori HaMincha. That the Kohanim should eat Shiori HaMincha. I don't understand why the Rambam counted it as separate mitzvahs. He counts one mitzvah that the Kohanim should eat, the Sar HaChatos, one mitzvah the Kohanim should eat, the Sar HaOsham, and one mitzvah the Kohanim should eat, the Shiori HaMincha. Why didn't he count it one mitzvah to eat all of kochi kochi? I don't know. So the Rambam counted as three. So the Ravitz kasha is, why didn't he count number four? He should have counted as a fourth mitzvah, the kohanim have to eat the lechem aponim. So one of the achronim on the Sefer HaMitzvot, one of the mefarshim says that the Rambam probably thought that the lechem aponim is mamish mincha. So he already counted the mitzvah to eat the shiori ha-mincha. Kohanim should eat the shiori ha-mincha. So lamaisa, you have in the course of the year from the machsa shekel money, you purchase karbonis sibur. So from amongst all the karbonis sibur, you have a couple of manachas. You have the mincha sa'oimer that you do klitzit to and shirayim is necha, and you have the weekly lachem aponis, which according to some they say that the Rambam's opinion is the reason why you don't count as a separate distinct mitzvah that the kohanim should eat the lachem aponim, is because that's the chelik of the mitzvah that the kohanim have to eat the shiori ha-mincha. So the Mishnah records in Shkolim that there were groups of Kohanim, Isman Baisheni, who Dorsha Mikras Eli Atzma, they passed in their own Shailas, in every generation. It's nothing new in any specific generation, every generation like that. People Dorsha Mikras Eli Atzma. That's an expression in Yiddish, Yed about Darshan, Darshan Fazich. Everyone always has himself in mind. So that's how the Mishnah, that Yiddish expression comes from that Mishnah. Hakohanim darshan mikras eli atzmam. They darshan this pasuk to their own favor, in their own favor. That the pasuk says, Chol minchas kohen kol tia loisei ochel, in alarit, minchas kohenim. So if you'll accept from the Kohanim machsa shekel money, if they're obligated to give machsa shekel money, even if they'll donate, if they want to donate machsa shekel money, so gevald, it's going to come out that in minchas kain is nachelus, and that's an aveira. We don't want to do an aveira, chalila. So the Kohanim are not permitted. They're not permitted to give machsa shekel money. If they'll give machsa shekel money, so the Kohanim won't be allowed to eat the shiori ha-mincha of the mincha soimer, and they won't be ever allowed to eat the lechem aponim. So that is not the accepted halacha. The Mishnah says we don't pass like that. What's the reason why it's not accepted halacha? Why isn't it a good argument? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the name of the European darshan, and they all said the same pshat. Because a minchas kohen means that the Baal HaKorban is a kohen. When you bring the minchas ha'omer, it's a minchas ha'tzibur. Or when you bring the lechem upon him, if you call out a mincha, that's also minchas atzibur. Tzibur is not a collection of many, many people. Kohanim, Levim, Israel, and rich and poor. The tzibur is a separate entity of the Klal Yisrael. More than the sum total of all of the parts. You don't say that it's the same as a shutvis. It's not. The Ramban HaKumish points there. Radovala quotes in the Sefer HaKumish, he quotes the Ramban HaLatero, who points out that a korban hashutvim is one thing, and a korban atzibur is a different thing. The Gemara says there's no mincha in shutfin. You can bring korbanas, the aim is shutfin, but you can't bring a mincha to shutfin. So how do you bring a mincha to tzibur? The answer is that tzibur is one entity. Tzibur is not a shutfin of all the Jews in the whole wide world. It's a separate entity of tzibur. So that entity of tzibur, that chaloshem bailam of tzibur, is not a kohen. So that's not called a minchas kohen. So that's the debate in the days of the Baisheni, whether Kohanim are obligated to give Machsa Shekel. There was a debate whether the Levim are obligated to give Machsa Shekel. There was a group that said, Levim are potter. Why should there be such an attitude? Why should Minchas Levim also ain't an achilles? Why the Levim are not mukhayif to give Machsa Shekel? So the Pashtus is, that should be the same child as under 20. The two gerses in the Rishalmi, but the under 20 is chayvanat, because you didn't draft the Levim in the army. The Rambam writes. That's the question where the Rambam got that from. But that's what it says in the Rambam, that the Levim were not drafted into the army. It says when they had Melchemes Midyan, so they took Elef Lamata and they took 12,000. So how did they get Elef Lamata 12,000? Shevet Levi gave 1,000 and Shevet Yosef gave 1,000. Or Menashe Ephraim gave 2,000. And Shevet Levi didn't give anybody. So there's a question over there. How did each shot? It doesn't say in the Chumash. How they calculated? How did it come out that 13 times 1,000 equals 12,000? It should have been 13,000. So somebody didn't give. Either Shevet Levi doesn't give, and Shevet Levi doesn't give, and Asher Ephraim counts as 2. Or Shevet Levi does give, and Asher Ephraim counts as 1. So it's unclear over there in that parsha. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shmita of the Yovel. Rambam has this famous line where he says the Kohanim. He says the whole Shevet Levi was never drafted into the army because the Shevet Levi are supposed to be sitting and learning in the Torah, and you're not supposed to draft Yeshiva guys. You wonder whether that was written by the Rambam or by somebody in Medina Yisrael, from the Agudas Yisrael, who doesn't, by the Chazon Ish, who doesn't want the yeshiva guys to be drifted. But that's what the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shmita Yevil. The whole Shevet Levi is not drifted into the Yam because they're supposed to sit and learn. So that's the question. The purpose of the original purpose of the Machzis HaShekel was in order to take a census. What do you have to take a census for in order to figure out how many soldiers you have, whether you're safe to wage a war or not? And if you're talking soldiers, so you don't count Shevet Levi, that's why in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, Shevet Levi was not included in the minyan, because Shevet Levi is not drafted in the army. That's how the Rambam understood that the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Chumash Bamidbar. So if the question is, but we're talking now about a different Machzis HaShekel, not the Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of taking a census. We're talking about the mitzvah Machzis HaShekel Lederis. Every single year you have to give Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of funding the Karbanas Tzibur. So do you say that whoever is not mechuyev to give Machzis HaShekel for the draft, like below 20, or Shevet Levi, is also not mechuyev to give Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of Karbanas Tzibur? You say no. The two are unrelated. So if I read that issue of the Shevet Levi, whether the Levim give Machzis HaShekel, that was a debate with Zman Abayis, and the Mishnah says that they're wrong, that the Shevet Levi is wrong. Those Levim and those Kohanim didn't give. They are mechuyev to give. Shevet Levi didn't give for the census, for the draft. They didn't participate in the draft. But nonetheless, they have to participate in the Machzis HaShekel for a Karbanah. So the Chayot should follow that Pachas and Ben Eshim should also be the same. Unless he said Pachas Ben Eshim is explicitly a Shevet Levi, is not explicit. That's a shame. So how did the Tanoim know to reject that opinion? The Shevet Levi does have to give. So the Mishnah says, Zeh Yitnu, that Zeh the Gematria is 12. So it's right that all the 12 tribes have to give. That's really the Mokker. He can say Zeh is 12 and not 13, so it's right that Shevet Levi doesn't give. If you count the national time as 2 Shvatim, so it's right that Shevet Levi doesn't give. Otherwise it should have been 13. Aside from that, you never make a gematria. That's the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, the Torah Tmima quotes. Zeh Yitnu is Zeh, but gematria is Yudbeis. Aside from that, you never darshan any halachas from gematria. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the gematria says, Paparois lachachma. Means that it's not from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Beis. So it's only in Asmachta Zeh Yitnu. That's not the real Mokka. The real Mokka is Mitzad HaSvara. The Tanoim understood that the Svara is wrong. But just because you don't draft the Levim into the army, that has to do with the census for the army purposes. It has nothing to do with the Machzis HaShekel. For Machzis HaShekel purposes, they do have to. Machzis HaShekel or Duris for the purpose of purchasing Karbanas Tzibur, but that they do have to participate.
So if we pass in
I thought it should follow that one between bar mitzvah and 20 should have to give also, unless you'll be machalik and say no. 20 says beferish in the parsha. So since it says beferish, younger than 20 you can't make him pay. It doesn't say about the Levim. That doesn't say explicitly. So maybe since it doesn't say, so Levim, I'm mechuyev, and less than 20 is not mechuyev. One can be machalik, but I'll be pashtus. I thought you should not be machalik. Here the Torah Tmim, of course, this from the Kasa de Harsana, from the Psalm of Rosh. There's a famous comment from the Balaturim on the word Zayitnu, that the word, not on Zayitnu, Vinosnu, on the Pasuk Yud Beis, Vinosnu, Ish Kreifa Nafshal Hashem Bechredesam, that the word Vinosnu reads backwards and forwards the same thing. If you read it backwards, it's also Vinosnu. What's the significance of reading it backwards and forwards? So the Balaturim gives his suggestion. He says that whatever one gives for tzedakah, you'll always get back. You'll never go broke by giving charity. That's what all the shalachim say. You give money, you'll get it back. The Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said a different comment on Vinosnu, on the same, begins the same as the Balaturim, but ends differently. He quoted a Gemara in the end of Shabbos, where the Gemara says that Rav Chiya mentioned to his wife that if she sees a poor man knocking at the door, whatever, she should rush to give him tzedakah, because as a reward for giving tzedakah, their children will receive tzedakah in the future. So his wife got angry. She said, "You're cursing us! You're cursing our family! Our children should be poor, they should need tzedakah." So he says, that's what the tradition has it. That we have a tradition that says, "Ki biglal adar azay yibarechel Hashem alakecha." It says you should give tzedakah. What does it say? Biglal, that poverty is a galgal aliyus, is a galgal achoyze ba'olam. that sometimes this family is wealthy, the other family is poor, and in the next generation, maybe Kaker, this family that was wealthy will become poor, family that is poor will become wealthy. So the Torah tells us we should give tzedakah to others in exchange for which they should give back tzedakah to us. When we will be in need, they will give us back stuff. So the Rambam Grime thought that that's what means the nasnu backwards and forwards. We should give tzedakah to us. Plus, it happens not to be talking about giving tzedakah. It's talking about giving for the senses, giving for the Shumas HaMishkan, giving for the Machzah Shekel HaDeres. But that's how the Balaturim said, Al Derech HaDrash, talking about charity. Whatever you give us charity, you'll be reimbursed and you won't become poor from that. So the Vilna Gaon said, any charity that you give to other poor will be repaid to you sometime in the future, and that's quoting that Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos says like that. The poverty is a galgalacha is a burden. You give to others in exchange for which they should give to you. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said, based on a Rambam, I don't remember where that Rambam is, that the one, Nikar Adin, one is only obligated to give to Yisrael, and not obligated to give to Nochrim, because the Nochrim is not obligated to give back to us. And we're not mechayev to give to him, because we're not mechayev to give back to us. The only time you're mechayev to give to others is when they have an obligation to give back to you, if and when you will be in need. You or your descendants will be in need. So that's the only one has that vote on this, on Vinasnu, on the comment of the Bava Turim, why it says Vinasnu backwards and forwards. The Mishnah says that Tarnim al Abed Balak Gavay Balasid Lichrom. The Gemara in the end of Ksubas quotes the Mishnah like that. When they do the Trumas Alishka and they purchase the Korbanos Tzibur, they have in mind even the people who didn't give Matzah HaShekel yet al Ha'asid Lichrom. So the Pashtus is, it doesn't only cover those who are Osir Lichrom, Pashtus is it covers those who are not Mokhiyiv to give also. Let's say if you hold Kohanim Levim are not Mokhiyiv to give. They're wrong, but if they held like that. Or if you hold Pachas, the men Chof is not Mokhiyiv, or women for sure are not Mokhiyiv. So the Pashtus is that nonetheless, the Karbonis Tiba are offered on behalf of everybody, on behalf of the women as well. The Tzenach David has a discussion of that. The Tzenach David, the Heorot on Shuvas Rebbe Kivega, has a discussion. Because the Gemara says in the first Perek in Zvachim that you can never have a Shinuv Bailin by Korbanos Tzibur. You can have a Shinuv Kodesh, but you can never have a Shinuv Bailin. Why? Who's the Shinuv Bailin going to be? Everybody's included. So the Tzenach David asks, why is everybody included? Let's say you'll shech the Korbanos Tzibur on behalf of women. Since the women didn't give the Matzah Shekel, so maybe they're not Balei HaKorban. So he says, don't you see from that Gemara that even though the women are not Mechayev to give, but when the Lamaisa, when the Korban is Tiba Rofa, they're Rofa on behalf of all of Klalis, including the women. Everyone is included. That's the Pashtus. Al Ha'asid Litram. What if someone, Al Ha'asid Litram means on those who are obligated to give who didn't give yet, but they're going to give later. What if a person is obligated to give Matzah HaShekel and never gives? He never gives, stingy guy. Not everybody keeps all the mitzvahs in the Torah. There are even people who do some averis once in a while. So let's say a guy doesn't give Matzah HaShekel. So is he included in the Hakrovas Korbanos Tzibur? He's saying, no, we didn't have him in mind. So again, so when the Gemara said in the first Perek in Zvachim that it's impossible to have Shinui Bailin by Korbanos Tzibur, because whoever you're going to have in mind, he's included. He's one of the Balei HaKorban. Why is he included? That you know, Mr. El Chico or this miser, he never gives Matzah HaShekel. He never fulfills this mitzvah. So if you say the Korbanos Tzibur are not offered on his behalf, so if you shecht it on his behalf, it's a Shinui Bailin. So don't you see from that Gemara, the same Hachacha as the Tzenach David, he talks about this. Don't you see from that Gemara that when they offered the Korban Tzibur, they had everybody in mind, even those people who absolutely don't give, not only Al Ha'asid Lichrom, those who are going to give in the future, they didn't give the money yet. What about those who are mechuyev to give who don't give? Lamai said they don't give. So we have them in mind or not. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the last Perek in Ksubos. On this Lashon HaMishnah from Shkolim, the Gemara in the last Perek in Ksubos quotes that Mishnah from Shkolim. Tan Mala Ovid, when they do the Trumas Alishka, 2 weeks before Pesach, and 2 weeks Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 2 weeks before Pesach. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they start purchasing the Korbanos Tzibur from the new Machzah HaShekel money, L'chatchila. Gemara says that yeved, if you brought if you paid for the karbanas sibur from this year by using last year's money, but yeved the karbanas sibur would be good anyway. But lahatchila, every year lahatchila is supposed to purchase the karbanas sibur from the truma chadasha, for the new machta shekel money. So the fiscal year begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 2 weeks before Pesach, that's called b'frosa Pesach. Fros means you break in half. You have a month and you break in half. So half of a month is 2 weeks. So it says 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, and 2 weeks before Sukkot, they take out sacks full of money, three sacks full of money, and they use that money for the purpose of purchasing all the Karbanas Sibur until the next time they're going to take. So from Pesach till, from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until 2 weeks before Shavuos, that's a very short, that's only 7 weeks. That's a very short time. You're going to have a lot of money left over. They took out three gigantic sacks full of money. And then from Shavuos till Sukkot, you're going to have almost 6 months. And from Sukkot till Pesach, you're going to have 6 months. So it says 3 times a year, they did Trumas HaLishka. They did the Trumas HaLishka. So when they do the Trumas HaLishka, they take out the three sacks full of money for the purpose of purchasing the Karbanas Sibur for that third of the year. The three thirds are not equal. The first third is the shortest, and the third third is the longest between Sukkot and Pesach is the longest, a full 6 months. So when they take out the money, it says Torim ala Ovid bala Gavoy bala Osid Litran. You have in mind the people who gave Machzah Shekel money and it got lost before it reached Yerushalayim. Bala Gavoy, the people who gave the Machzah Shekel money and the Shliach is bringing it on the way to Yerushalayim, it didn't reach Yerushalayim yet. It didn't bring it yet to the Beit HaMikdash. So ala Gavoy, and even ala Osid Litran, even the people who didn't give Machzah Shekel, we have them in mind also when we bring the Karbanas Sibur. So what do you mean al ha'asid litrei? We have them in mind, those who plan to give Machzah Shekel, but they just didn't get around to doing it, they're lazy. They'll take care of it later, or even if they just never give Machzah Shekel, do we have them in mind also? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That a Tzemach Gavoy brings a raya from this Gemara in Zvachim in the first parak that says that there's never a possibility of shinui violent by Karbanas Sibur because everybody's included. So you see, even the people that just don't give it all are also included in the Hakrovis Karbanas Sibur. The Mishnah says when they used to take out the three sacks full of money, so they used to spend the money in order of taking it out. So they used to spend the first sack first for the purpose of purchasing Karbanas Sibur, then they, after they ended using, after they finished up all the money in the first sack, then they took the money from the second sack, and then they took the money from the third sack. So how do they remember which is 1, 2, and 3? So they used to write down letters. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, what they wrote down. So one Tana says they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, one Tana says they wrote Alpha, Beta, Gamma. So what's the machlekes hatanaim? So I think one of the mefarshim, I don't remember whether it's the Pharisee Israel.